There's something really pleasing about being first place in some kind of contest. It's something that I haven't actually experienced a whole lot, especially when it comes to sports. When I think about my time in high school, there wasn't a whole lot that I did great on. I was a very scrawny kid, okay? I was very skinny and was not very athletic. And so usually I came near the bottom in just about everything that we were doing. But I remember in gym class once, we were going through and we were doing a whole bunch of different exercises, and then they were timing us and they were ranking us, and so that we knew who in the class was best at this or that or whatever exercise. And so I'm like near the bottom for all of them. And then we get to the flexed arm hang. And I was nervous about it because I did not have much in terms of the arm muscles. They just were not developed at all. And I thought, oh my goodness. Some of these really big guys are getting up there, and they're up there for like 5 seconds, and they're dropping. So I'm like, how am I going to do this? So I was really nervous. Anyways, I grabbed a hold of the bar, pulled myself up, and held on. And I realized, wait a minute, this is easy. Finally, my scrawniness is coming in handy because I have no weight. I might not have any muscles, but I don't have any weight that I need big muscles to hold on to anyway. So I'm just like holding on there, and people are like, how is he doing that? And so I kept going, and I waited until I beat the highest time by about a minute or something like that. And I thought, well, I'm kind of bored now, so I'm just going to drop down. Now, if it sounds like I got a little bit of pride there, just so you know, down in my office, you'll see my Master of Divinity degree, you'll see my Certificate of Ordination, and then you'll see a little note, grade 11, best in flexed arm hang. Well, maybe not physically, but in my mind, that's where it's at. Now, what about the apostles? When we look at the apostles, the 12 apostles, who would we give first place to? Well, there's a whole bunch of them, right? There's 12 of them. Probably Judas is not going to be number one. I think we can just say that's not going to happen. So we have 11 yet to choose from. Now, it seems like Jesus had his own pick of who was best, because we see that there was an inner group of three, Peter, James, and John. And I always wondered how Andrew felt about that, right? Because they were two pairs of brothers. James and John were brothers, and then there was Peter and Andrew who were brothers. But Andrew was left out of this inner three, and I have no idea why. That's something that I would love to know. But these three came with Jesus on certain things. These are the three that came up on the Mount of Transfiguration. These are the three that went closer into the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus.